What up, everyone? Derek Bros here. It's time for another walk and talk. I'm back in Mexico, Morelia. It's been a couple of weeks since I've done a walk and talk. I was took a trip for like 10 days to the US. Three of my friends got married in 1 week. Pretty crazy. Not just random friends too, like people I've known for a decade or more. People pretty integral to my activist journalist journey. Shout out to John Bush and Rebecca Powers, I guess now Rebecca Bush, getting married along with some other friends. John, for those who don't know, John has been a contributor to the Conscious Resistance Network over the years on my various platforms. And John's also the person that introduced me to agorism, counter economics, the whole idea of opting out of the system and building parallel ones, which, as you know, if you follow my work, greatly influenced my work and is a major focus. So it was cool. And you know, I wrote down on my little note card here, talk about marriage and love and kids. A lot of thoughts came out. I mean, inevitably, if you're at three friends' weddings, I think I got asked a dozen or more times, so when are you guys getting married? And I have some thoughts on all that, but maybe we'll save that for another video. You guys let me know. Do you want to hear my thoughts on marriage, love, kids, bad decisions people make, things like that? I got a couple things. So as I said, it's been a couple of weeks. The first thing I want to let you know is, as you're hearing this video, we are literally 2 months away from the Greater Reset. 2 months, 60 days, 60 days, just over 60 days to decide if you're going to be a part of the movement, the People's Reset, the Greater Reset, the movement to oppose the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, and to focus on solutions in health, spirituality, food, technology, community building, building new systems, new networks. The Greater Reset happening January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, live in Bastrop, Texas, and in Central Mexico, Morelia, Mexico. You can go with John in Bastrop, Central Texas. You can come down here to Mexico and hang out with myself and Ramiro and Miriam and Adele Bigtree and lots of other cool people, Henna Maria, so many other activists, so many other great thinkers and journalists are coming out. So you have a chance. Don't sit at home, I encourage you. Although you can watch the event for free online at thegreaterreset.org. You can go there right now, thegreaterreset.org, and check out our full lineup. You can purchase your tickets for Texas if you like, or you can register for your tickets to Mexico. We're not selling tickets ahead of time because guess what? I don't use banks. I don't want to use banks. So we're being consistent with our message and we are not accepting bank account payments or PayPal payments or anything ahead of time. You pay in person, in cash, and hang out with 500 to 700 people from around the world. Last time we had more than a dozen people, or people from more than a dozen countries represented. I bet we'll do better this time even. 500 to 700 people from all around the world who care about liberty, who care about getting out of these systems and building better ones, who care about educating our kids outside of the state indoctrination systems, people who care about growing our own food and building localized, decentralized food production systems. I mean, if these are the kind of topics that you care about or that you want to know more about, you're not going to want to miss the Greater Reset. So again, the Greater Reset 4 co-creation, January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, happening live in Texas, live in Mexico, or streamed for free online at our website. And if you can't come in person, we encourage you to host or join a local watch party in your area. What that means is find some venue, a park, anywhere. Say, hey guys, let's get together and watch the event for all 5 days and talk about the solutions. Or focus on the day that means most to your community, permaculture, getting off big tech, and listen to the talks and the presentations and then have discussions and study groups and working groups and see how you can incorporate the ideas into your community. That's the whole reason we're doing the Greater Reset. I know a lot of you just like to complain at, on BitChute and at home and in your basements and online and think that, oh, you're just another talk fest or people are going to get together and, you know, talk more, or they're just like, oh, you just want money. There's so many negative ideas out there. But what I find is those are the people who aren't getting out of the basement, out of their house. They're just judging from afar. If you come in person, it'll change your life. Now, another development that has happened since my last walk and talk was I confronted John Brennan. Fuck yeah. So if you haven't seen that shit, go check it out. You can find it at theconsciousresistance.com. It was shared by lots of people, InfoWars, David Icke, all over Telegram. It's been shared and reshared. But the main video, if you want to watch it, is at theconsciousresistance.com. And also, just yesterday, I published an article titled, I Confronted Former CIA Director John Brennan. Here's Why. And you can see that at thelastamericanvagabond.com. It explains my thought process and the facts behind the things I said to John Brennan, because I was calling him out for his support of torture. I was calling him out for his role in Obama's drone assassination program, which Trump continued, and the presidential kill list, which Trump continued, and also for lying about surveillance, and we could go on and on. And I did in the article. I name a bunch of different examples of what John Brennan's been up to. So I just, if you haven't seen it, wherever you're watching from on my any of my channels, it's there. Watch it, share it, and yeah, let me know what you think. You know, I want to share some background on this. This is actually one of the things I'm going to be covering in my How to Become an Investigative Journalist course, which starts tonight, Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. Central, U.S., Mexico, North America time. There's still, I think we have room for one more student in case you see this before the class starts. You can sign up, you can watch the live classes, you get access to it forever, all those good things. But one of the things I'm going to be sharing about is how over the years I've managed to do this, to confront people. Now, I learned back in the day by watching people like Luke Bukowski, who would go out and do confrontations. Not too many people are doing them anymore. Instead, they're sitting behind desks and talking, but I think it's still important. So I've confronted John Brennan, and when I say confronted, I mean in the sense of like in their face, asking them questions they don't want to hear, maybe even sometimes yelling at them, like I called John Brennan a war criminal. And I've had other similar confrontations / unfriendly interviews with Rand Paul, asking him about Israel back in the day, Christine Todd Whitman, former governor of New Jersey and former head of the EPA, Henry Kissinger, George W. Bush, John Kerry, number of other people over the years. And this is something I'm going to be teaching in my course because, you know, being a journalist, you often will need to interview people. And this might be interviews for like a YouTube channel where you're like, hey guys, I'm here with so-and-so, hey, back and forth. Or this might be interviews conducted on the internet, Zooming people, Skyping people, etc., except not big tech. And this also could be interviewing people off the record. So these would be video or audio or written interviews that aren't necessarily going to be published, but which are going to give you some background information for a story you're developing, right? So I've learned a lot of these skills, and I've had to develop these skills. And so you need to know whenever you have what I call an unfriendly on-the-go interview. That's what it was with John Brennan. It was unfriendly, which meant that this guy is not friendly to the questions I want to ask, and he doesn't want to hear them, or she. And it's on the go, so he's moving, right? So he's on the way to the elevator. Hey, Mr. Brennan, I'm walking with you. How are you doing? We got to talk today, right? So these are the kinds of things I'm going to teach in my journalism course, theconsciousresistance.com/TCRU, The Conscious Resistance University. We're going to be announcing some more courses coming up in the new year. But yeah, I decided that it was worth confronting John Brennan. I went all the way from Mexico to Texas to confront John Brennan. Now, I really went for those three weddings I told you about. It just so happened the universe creator handed me a gift and said, hey, I'm going to bring John Brennan to Houston the very week you're going to be there going to three weddings so you can confront this war criminal and call him out in front of everybody there and get a video of it and get an article out of it and put that out on the internet. Sometimes it works out like that. So as I explained in my video, I mean my article, there's this organization called the World Affairs Council. You can look them up. They've been around since, I think, after World War II. Basically represent the military-industrial complex and the neocons. They often have people from the Bush administration come out. They've had Dr. Peter Hotez promoting his vaccine propaganda. So the World Affairs Council, there's chapters all over the country. You might want to look up your local chapter and see if they're bringing any war criminals to town. So I subscribe to the emails from World Affairs Council Houston, and I get updates when they're bringing people to town, and I check it out, and then, you know, sometimes I go. This is just another way to gather information, to know where these people are at. And as I said in my John Brennan interview, these people should not be allowed to walk freely, to just go from town to town, city to city, without being confronted or questioned in some style, you know, close to what I did, whether that's, you know, a journalist actually asking a tough question or confronting them and calling them war criminal like I did. You know, we need to have this happening everywhere. These people should not be allowed to go to every city and get their asses kissed for 2 hours and take selfies with high school kids while they recruit for the CIA. That's what was happening. So I encourage you to sign up for things like the World Affairs Council in your group, in your community. You know, subscribe to your mayor's office press releases or to the local police department's press releases or to the city council press releases, things like that. You know, it's important information that'll get sent to you. Not only that, it tells you the schedules of the politicians. So I've confronted the mayor of Houston. Some of you have seen this over the years, several times on 5G over the years, on police shootings, the former mayor on fluoride and all kinds of things. And the way I did that, the way I knew where they were so I could go confront them, is because I'm subscribed to their press releases. So I get their schedules and I just make sure that I'm there. You know, whatever event it is, if I have to apply as media or if I just need to show up as a concerned citizen, they can't stop you from asking questions, despite what they might try to do. So, yeah, just throwing out some ideas, because I would love to see more confrontations of John Brennan and types like him. That's what they need to see, so they know that they can't just walk freely and spew their propaganda without repercussion. Yeah. Okay, one other thing I wanted to mention, and this is pretty much, I think, probably it for today. Just a short walk and talk. I'll tell you guys a little bit of what I'm working on next. I mentioned this in the last video. These Mormon WASP centers. I can't think of the abbreviation, what the acronym means right now, but basically these are homes that kids are put into, troubled children, things like this. I mentioned this on my last video, and I mentioned it a while back, that somebody had sent me a story about these centers. And because of my recent videos, one of you out there, shout out to you, contacted me and said, hey, I went to those centers. I have a direct experience about these centers and some of the horrible things going on. So in the next couple of days, the next week, I'm going to start working on that investigation next as part of my continued investigation into what's going on in Utah, the ritual abuse case, and just abuse within the Mormon church and elsewhere. So if you have information on this, these WASP centers, if you know what I'm talking about, you'll know. If you've been to one or heard of one, reach out to me, Derek@theconsciousresistance.com. Let me know. Help me work on this story. And I also want to once again say thank you to Kate. Kate gave me several, leads that led to our two-part investigation. Kate's story, she's a survivor of satanic ritual abuse as a child, a survivor of ritual abuse as an adult, was associates of David Hamblin, the now arrested, suspected serial child abuser. And I think we'll be hearing more from Kate in the future. I'm going to stay in touch with Kate and see, how we can continue to support each other. And again, those of you who are finding my work on the Mormon abuse issue or just ritual abuse in Utah in general, thank you for your support. Somebody out there sent me a $700 check. That's amazing, guys. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And if you ever wanted to support me for any of the things I do, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest, and there's a P.O. box where you can send stuff. You know, as I put in there, if you're going to send me a check, I don't recommend sending me checks because I don't have a bank account. But if that's all you can do, I will figure out how to cash it. And thank you for that. But I'm going to continue to stay on this. And those of you who are following along, those of you who are supporting me, whether financially, morally, or by sharing the stories and in reaching out and offering that, offering to help survivors or saying you want to connect with Kate and share your story with her. I mean, you guys are why I'm doing this work. You're why I'm doing this kind of journalism. This is why I'm doing a journalism course, because I feel like there's such a dearth of quality journalism in the independent media, at least the alternative media, the quote-unquote conspiracy media, where so many people are now just content to sit behind a desk and just talk about news that I could find on my own or news that's on CNN or MSNBC, and it's just like another opinion on the mainstream. I don't want that. I don't want to be a part of the clickbait. I don't want to be a part of the noise. I don't want to tell you about the same thing you heard already from 10 other channels just to confirm your biases. I want to challenge you. I want to get you to think. I want to take my time to report the facts. I want to be a real journalist, and that's what I'm doing. And I want to create more people like myself who have this desire, and that's why I'm excited for the Conscious Resistance University and our first course, How to Become an Independent Investigative Journalist, launching tonight for the next 6 weeks. And I'm excited because we're going to graduate like 10 to 14 people at the end of the 6 weeks by the new year. Come 2023, I'm hoping that I can help these these new independent media journalists step into working with me at the Conscious Resistance, or plug them into other areas of the independent media so they can start contributing to this. Because we need more people who are dedicated to truth and who are going to put that before all things, before clicks, before money, before popularity. It's not always an easy road. Sometimes it's very discouraging knowing that you could be doing more shallow work and getting more views and more money and things might be easier. But for those who choose to dedicate themselves to the path of truth and honesty and justice, and especially in terms of journalism, fearless, adversarial, investigative journalism, I commend you. I want to work with you, and I look forward to working with you. So that's it for me today, guys. Just a short walk and talk. I'm about to bike back to the house, and tonight the journalism course begins. So yeah, let me know how you guys are feeling in the comments. I'll read them. Let me know if you want to hear my thoughts on love, marriage, kids, and all that for the next walk and talk. And oh, one more thing, the Pyramid of Power, the 12th episode, which I've been waiting for a couple of months, is finally about to drop. I don't want to say when, but it's going to drop very soon. And it's about the crimes of the intelligence community. And I can say, for one, thank you to everybody who helped us raise the $11,000 we did recently to finish the coming episodes. It's all going towards the next 5 episodes. This episode has been in production for a while. But shout out to Becca Godwin, my editor, for all your hard work. I hope you understand how much I appreciate you and how much people appreciate this work. I can't wait to share it with you guys. It's not under 30 minutes like the rest of them. It's going to be a longer one, and I'm going to need your full attention, and I'm going to need you to help me share it and get it out to people. But I promise you, you will enjoy it. So stay tuned for that. And if you haven't seen the previous ones, go to thepyramidofpower.net, thepyramidofpower.net. That's it, guys. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free, my friends. Stay free. Peace.